Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The wind is one of the most temperamental characters in the passion play that is our world. It wears a sort of cloak of invisibility. It's got moods that move from serene to brutal, wrathful, or then it sings us a lullaby through the willow tree, just being itself for its own sake. It's as romantic or tempestuous as the eye that beholds it, a sort of spirit only seen by what it moves. We're often undeniably humbled by the wind, and being rendered so small by this whiff, this idea, it can blow different people into collaboration with the ways that they see this massive invisibility. I'm Leslie Feist, and welcome to Pleasure Studies, a storytelling project about our interior lives. Each episode holds up multiple stories to one light, and we get a glimpse at the common ground that's under our common struggles.
If you are a sailor, you talk to the wind. More than talking to the wind, you beg. You beg for more, you beg for less. Sometimes you just need a little break.
Every time the wind blows, it's blowing in a completely different pattern. It's a snowflake, it's a lightning strike, it's unique. I literally never know what the day is gonna bring.
Whenever I was sad, I would stand on top of the hill and call the wind, and it always came. It always came.
Nisagia Chinoden. Nisagia Chinoden. Nishnabekwe. Endow.
Nana Bojo. Nimo Shano Jama Yingan Kwen Edishnikas. Wabije Shindo Dem Gaya, Nijing E Guani Mateo, Wawa Shaunaga, Minwani Ashengamina Dunjaba, Ojibwe, Widewatami Algonquin Quit and Down Minwa Bungi Wilum Tigoshi. Sweetheart Female Wolf Woman is my name. All the kids that I talk call me Grandma Jackie. I am Ojibwe, Widewatami Algonquin, and a little bit French.
Right now, I'm currently in Nova Scotia, and we are moored, and the sun is just setting. My name is Sarah Hostreiter, and I'm a professional sailor and an adventurer.
When a thunderstorm's rolling through, there's two types of people. There's the people that are going to the basement, and then there's the people that bring the lawn chair out onto the porch and sit and watch that storm rolling in. My name is Greg Johnson. They call me the Tornado Hunter. That's earned after intercepting almost 250 tornadoes. I've chased everything from flooding, blizzards, tornadoes, hurricanes.
My biggest sailing accomplishment was participating in the 2014-15 Volvo Ocean Race. It's a 40,000 nautical mile race around the planet.
The wind, according to Anishinaabe tradition, are the sons of Mother Earth. The first one born was the north wind, and his name was Giwidden. The second to be born was Wabunung, and he is the east wind. The third one to be born was Zhaonung, and he is the wind of the south. And the last one to be born was Ningabian, and he never paid attention to anyone. He was always doing his own thing. And if he was diagnosed today, he would be diagnosed as ADHD, right? And this one day, Mother Earth could sense that the people were not behaving in a really good, kind way. They stopped feeding their children. They stopped working their gardens. They stopped doing all of this stuff. And it was especially the men who became a problem because they became violent. So Mother Earth, when she recognized this, she called her sons together. And of course, North Wind came, East Wind came, South Wind came, and they're all gathered around her. And she said, "Where's your little brother?" And they said, "Oh, he's off playing. You know, it's better that he doesn't come here, right? Because he's so disruptive." And she said, "No, it's essential that he come." She said, "You need to go get him." So they went to get him, and they brought him. And Mother Earth stood and she told him what they were doing. She said, "We're going to make a powerful medicine for the men. It'll interweave their mind, their body, and their soul spirit to become one and strong." And in the meantime, Ningabian had run away. And he was off dancing through the tall grass and everything, right? So they were calling him back. And Mother Earth said, "Stop." She said, "Look at this beautiful, beautiful item that he made. When he danced in the tall grass, he had braided and woven the grass together where it looked like a great big huge braid." And she said, "That's what I will gift to the men, sweetgrass braid." We can see how his brothers thought he was so dysfunctional, right? But he wasn't. He wasn't dysfunctional. I think he was the smartest one of all because he would just act on instinct. He didn't have somebody tell him to do stuff, right? And I know that Mother Earth really appreciated that about him.
When I know that the wind is in a bad mood, when I know that things are going to be really nasty, I get excited. It's what I live for, right? I travel hundreds and thousands of kilometers over the last few years to try to get close to tornadoes.
The race is 9 months long. Everything in our life, from the 2 years of training to the nine-month race, revolves around the wind. How much, where it's coming from, what it's going to be doing over the next forecasted days. The wind, to me, it's invisible. It's this incredibly powerful, invisible force.
I think there are mysterious forces in play that science just literally has not figured out yet.
It's real. It's ever present. You can only see glimpses of it as it disturbs the surface of the water. But you can really only feel its force. It's like a strong spirit.
Oh, the wind is helper, especially that one Ningabian, that one that was considered ADHD. I think he's my strongest helper. And he brought me a song. Because I was experiencing disease, and pain, and sorrow, and I was sitting off alone by myself on top of a big hill, and I could hear this song coming around, and it came around a number of times. And as Anishinaabe people, when we're walking around in the bush and something is so prominent, we're supposed to leave it there and not interfere with it because it quite possibly could belong to someone else, so you don't want to take what belongs to somebody else. So I spent a great deal of that time sitting on top of the hill, trying very hard not to hear that song that was being sung. And when it was coming around the fourth time, I could hear somebody, just like somebody had slapped me on the back of my head, and they said, "Jacques, this song is for you." And I went, "Ooh," grabbed the song, and and picked up the words and the melody.
Anishinaabekwe, endow.
Okay, the song is a wind song. It's a healing song. It's a healing wind song. And it talks about how much we appreciate the wind, how much we treasure and love the wind. Because we are earth women, Anishinaabekwe, endow. And it's because I'm an earth woman that I can express that.
One of my favorite times sailing around the world was when we were racing from Abu Dhabi to China. The entire length of the journey is about 4,000 miles, but it's very, very light wind as we're only 6 degrees north of the equator. So many, many times we would all be sleeping up forward to balance the boat, and we'd have the hatch open and there's no light disturbance that far out to sea. So you just have this showcase of stars. And the wind is just coming from the perfect direction, and the sea state is flat. And you just get to appreciate the beauty and the power of nature and this naturally occurring thing that propels you across oceans and around the world.
Wind actually has behavioral patterns. By feeling the wind at my back, I can understand what direction that storm is moving. By feeling the wind at my back, I can understand where I need to look to be able to see lightning and to be able to see a tornado. And by feeling the wind in my face, I also know which way I need to run. May 31st, 2013, we were in Oklahoma, just outside Oklahoma City at El Reno, Oklahoma. And we witnessed and actually ended up getting caught in the largest tornado ever recorded on planet Earth. It was a tornado that grew from 200 meters wide at its base, and within 60 seconds had grown to 2.6 miles or 4 kilometers wide. We were watching it from a distance of about probably 2 kilometers away, a relatively safe distance in tornado terms, and all of a sudden in our field of view, the tornado started getting exponentially bigger by the second. And in all of my understanding of tornadoes, that meant that it was moving towards us. So we got in our truck and we started driving away, and we had an exit strategy. We did everything right. And as we were driving away from it, the wind direction changed, and that was a telltale sign. The wind changed direction from coming from our left to right to all of a sudden to our right to left. And we knew that we were now in the circulation of this tornado.
You ask it to calm down. You ask it to pick up. You definitely respect it because it can change so quickly. And anytime you feel comfortable or confident or cocky even, that's when it shuts you down.
As we're driving along, we see this group of horses running through the field. And whenever you see animals behaving really strangely, that's also a really good sign that something bad is about to happen. A farm combine, a farm implement, started rolling through the field next to us, and then a barn exploded within 50 yards of our truck, literally exploded into a million pieces. And it began hitting the truck and busted our windows. All four of us in the vehicle had our ears pop. The wind is literally sucking all of the moisture, not just out of the earth, but off the surface of the land. And to see debris flying horizontal across in front of the truck and over the truck, it's like being inside of a video game. We often hear that a tornado and that strong winds here, you know, sound like a freight train or sound like a jet engine. But to me, the sound of a tornado sounds like a waterfall. And the closer you get to a really strong, large waterfall, the more intense that sound is, to the point where you're having to yell to be heard. And that's exactly what happened as the tornado got closer. As that, 350 kilometer an hour wind began to hit our truck, the sound was deafening, like we had to scream to be heard. That 30 seconds of interaction with the wind at that very moment was something that I think kind of defined a lot about my character and my life. And I know it's absolutely cliche and it sounds even stupid to say it, but I did have that life flashing before your eyes moment. It was a moment where I thought that my life was going to end. Our truck was thrown in the air, and you know, it was an emotional time, and then to find out later that three other storm chasers had been killed in the same storm was a bit of a coming to Jesus moment, if that makes sense. I do believe the wind has a personality, but that personality's kind of schizophrenic as far as I'm concerned.
The wind definitely has a personality, and you have to respect it.
I try all the time to have a healthy respect for the storm and for the wind, but at the same time, I'm trying to put myself in the absolute most dangerous position that I can get to. I try every time to go beyond my comfort zone, to stay just a little bit longer and get a little bit closer.
Nothing is more powerful than the wind. Some of the top speeds that we will see while we're sailing around the world, in terms of boat speed, is, you know, we can accelerate up to 37 knots. That's around 41 miles per hour.
The wind is howling at times 80, 90 kilometers an hour, and it's hitting you in the back, and you're literally being tipped over, and I have to put one foot in front of the other so that I don't fall forward. For me, it's almost like a homecoming. It's like that's my happy place, and I know it's hard to understand for a lot of people that would make me happy, but that feeling of that wind at your back, for me, it's an understanding that I'm in the right place.
Everything feels much more connected. When you sail across the Atlantic Ocean and you can do it in 7 days, you realize how close you are. You're not sitting in the middle of America looking at something happening in another country and feeling like that couldn't happen to you or that climate change won't affect you.
I hope that I'm teaching my children a lesson about life and about planet Earth and our relationship with it as humans.
Well, the state of the world today, with all the big winds that are happening, with all the rain that is falling in places that it doesn't really need to be, and what is happening is Mother Earth is in pain and she is suffering. So her sons have woken up and now they're going to defend her. And they spin out of control. It's called Bebim Seyon. The winds will start spinning and we will not have any control. There's no control for that.
The Wind was produced by Rachel Matlow. Special thanks to Greg Johnson, Sarah Hastrider, and Grandma Jackie, sweetheart female wolf woman, for sharing their stories. Score by Todd Dalhoff, and the theme was played by Tony Shear. Pleasure Studies is executive produced by Robbie Lakritz and Leslie Feist, that's me. Additional contributions from Andrew Whiteman and Elizabeth Barker, and is presented by Irios and Talkhouse.